Blog Talk Radio.
And all access football exclusive.
Baby, we're getting there. It's crunch time. It's go time. It's show time with the Fantasy Football Insiders, December 6th, 2009. We got something like a week 13, week 14 holiday. We're going to get this party started right. First up, I'm going to welcome in Rostradamus Ross Mandel of the NFL Draft Bible. How are you, sir?
Cold outside, but I'm ready to warm up with some fantasy football, Rick. Let's do it.
Good Reverend Ralph Mancini, welcome to the big show.
Time to strap it on, brother.
Whoa. We're going to do this and get it started. Rick Saratella, Ross Mandel, Ralph Mancini from the NFL Draft Bible. Hey, have you heard about the NFL Draft Bible? Well, I'll tell you what, NFL Draft Bible relaunch right around the corner. Check it out for nonstop football news, and I am not playing around when I tell you that. The NFL draft season has begun, and we have player profiles on over 500 players for the 2010 NFL draft. We got player interviews, all that good stuff, but right now we're going to talk about Fantasy Football Insiders radio show like we do it each and every Sunday morning, 8:30 to 10, right here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. Check them out, www.fsc.fm. You want to get down in the chat room, I highly encourage you, where we have our list of all-stars. Shout out to Aces Up, Dokuchu, JoJo, Mark, Taz, and all my party people guests. And if you want to dial in and talk to us personally, I'm going to give you a phone number here. It's 347-945-6275, all the way live. 347-945-6275 is that call-in number. So we're going to help all you people on the fence of the playoffs, JoJo being one of them in the chat room. A lot of make-it-or-break-it weeks for fantasy football owners this week. I know in our 20-teamer, in the 20-team Yahoo League that we do, there's about 10 teams sitting at 6-6. So, you know, I'm sure a lot of you are in similar situations. So we're going to answer your questions as they come in. We're going to go around the league of Mystery Intrigue. For those of you not familiar with the show, we do stud duds and sleeper style for each and every matchup. And, of course, we're always answering your questions. So that's how we do it. Let us know what you want to hear. If you have anything on your mind, we're here for you. And let's see. Why don't we start off with right here in our very own backyard, New York City, where the Jets, Ralph, eked one out in Toronto, taking care of the Bills, who, let's face it, 4-8, their season's done, stick a fork in them. But the Jets, now 6-6, always seem to find a way to keep their playoff hopes alive so that the Jets fans can have a crushing moral defeat at the end of the season. Ralph, what's your takes from Thursday's game?
Well, you know, the Jets, they're going the conservative route. If they had their druthers at this point, they would like to win every game. The same way in which they won the other night, and that is through the running game, not throwing any risky passes, and not putting Mr. Sanchez in harm's way, although he hasn't perfected that run slide that Joe Girardi taught him the other day. Look, you know what? I mean, this is the Jets against an inferior opponent. They're going to be able to run the ball. They have two very good running backs in Sean Green and Thomas Jones. They have a good pile-driving run offensive line. But again, I don't think this is a playoff team because they're going to get exposed against better defenses. And, you know, with the way Mark Sanchez is playing right now, I don't know if you can trust him to put the ball up in the air 30 times and win a ball game for you. As for the Buffalo Bills, I think what they're doing right now is they're auditioning Mr. Fitzpatrick at quarterback to see if he has anything to offer. And if he doesn't work out, maybe they might give Brian Brohm a try at quarterback. The bottom line is they need to find a quarterback. They need to get one. They need to find out if any of these guys they have on their roster could at least be a good backup going into next year.
Yeah, the Bills are all but done. Ross, I'm going to throw it over to you as far as where is that head coaching search going, in your opinion? Who's going to land there up in Buffalo?
Boy, oh boy. I mean, honestly, who's going to want that job? First of all, it's in Buffalo. No offense to Bills fans, but, I mean, that's not exactly a mecca of metropolitan action and endorsements and coaching shows. They love their football, but not exactly a prime job in the NFL. I know there's only 32 gigs, but
your guy Kevin Gilbride over there at the Giants being mentioned as a candidate.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they're going to have to do. They're fooling themselves when they're talking about the Shanahans of the world. What they're going to have to do is settle for a sort of desirable assistant like a Kevin Gilbride. But they're not going to get the hot names. Look at that roster. There's not a lot there from what I'm looking at. And Ralph mentioned they're checking out the quarterback situation. I think all they have on their team as far as quarterbacks go are a couple of backups. And Brian Brohm's not going to get it done. I don't think Edwards is going to get it done, although Mike Martz thinks that Edwards can get it done. Maybe Mike Martz takes that gig. But I don't know, man. It does not look good for Buffalo in that division with the rest of the talent in that division. They're looking at fourth place for the foreseeable future from what I can see. And, you know, I don't know what to say about the T.O. experiment other than, you know, you need someone to throw him the ball if you're going to have him there. And he hasn't exactly played great, but you can blame some of it on the quarterback play. I don't even know what they're going to do with the running back situation of Buffalo. Fred Jackson's going to get some more action than he did under the previous regime. But, you know, is he a number one? Is Marshawn Lynch a number one? Do they even – they have a receiver in Lee Evans who's kind of disappointing. The defense has been a disaster. Buffalo, not good news for Buffalo. I don't think they can get a coach in there who's going to wave a magic wand and turn them into a 10-win team.
You know, yeah, and I agree with you. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Terrell Owens will not even be in the National Football League next year, just my gut. Speaking of disaster, the Rams, 1-10, travel into Chicago, 4-7. Both disasters when you really think about the expectations that the Bears had coming into the season with their acquisition of Jay Cutler kind of seemed to have taken them a few steps backwards. So, Ross, I'm going to have you take it away with the stud duds and sleepers for this exciting matchup.
Yes, let's lead with the best game, I always say. Listen, you know, a couple of us at NFL Draft Bible knew that this was going to happen with Jay Cutler. But listen, if you're a Rams fan, I think you got to be happier than if you were a Bears fan. The Rams are playing hard. They've been competitive. They have a solid attitude, which they haven't had in years. Not that they're not going to finish 1-15, but I think they got the right man for the job in there. And quite frankly, I wish Coach Spags was back with the Giants. In this game, I love me some Steven Jackson, guys. 20-plus carries against a pretty bad, I guess, 24th-ranked run defense. The guy scored a touchdown the last 4 weeks after going dry for most of the season. You can make it 5 weeks because he's going to get into the end zone again against the Bears. I also like, surprisingly enough, Matt Forte. He's had a pretty disappointing season, and he's not an every-week start at this point, but I think this is the week that you do have him in there against the league's 28th-ranked run defense. I also like Greg Olsen. I think he's pretty much the only reliable target for Jay Cutler. So I think Olsen is a terrific start today against a pretty poor Ram defense. But you can't trust any of the other Bear receivers on a week-to-week basis, even against a team as lowly as the Rams. Speaking of which, my dud in this game is Devin Hester. He's playing with a quarterback who has no confidence, and Cutler does not have the ability to throw the ball deep to Hester because of the weak offensive line. So you're pretty much rendering Hester obsolete in a matchup, even against a matchup against the St. Louis Rams. So, I mean, that offensive line is just in tatters, guys. I don't know what the Bears are going to do. The sleeper here is the Bears' defense, as far as I'm concerned. They haven't played well lately, but when they play a team with a mediocre or pretty poor offense like Detroit or Cleveland or even the Rams, they have put points up on the fantasy scoreboard. And I like them against Ralph's boy, Kyle Bowler, at home. And I you know what? I would even start the Bears' defense over the Ravens' defense. And I think this game's going to be pretty low scoring, pretty close. I'm going to go 17-16 Rams in the upset.
Oh, there you go. I think this game's going to be closer than people think. And, you know, hopefully the Rams haven't given up completely, although they should be playing for that first pick. Let's move it over. Ross, keep it moving. Detroit Lions, 2-9, traveling into Cincinnati, where we have another Ocho Cinco name change, and the Bengals are 8-3.
Hi. Well, Cedric Benson's going to play in this game. So, look, if Cincinnati wants to win a playoff game, if they're not just satisfied getting to the playoffs and patting themselves on the back, they're going to have to improve themselves when it comes to throwing the football. And what better team to do it against than the doormat passing defense of the Detroit Lions? Carson Palmer will not be touched in this game. There's no pass rush coming his way. The passing offense is going to get some confidence back, as Palmer has a really good day today. I like him a lot. And I also like, well, I guess his name for now is Ocho Cinco, but we'll see what it is in the Japanese translation next season. But I think he's going to find the end zone this week with the focus off the running game. I think Ocho has a pretty good day, and he'll bust out a new celebration. I also like Cincy's defense. I think they're going to have a terrific game at home against a pretty lousy offense. Listen, Detroit's thrown 22 picks this year, and at least one of those today is going to happen and may even turn into a touchdown for the Bengals, whose defense may indeed outscore Detroit's offense in this game. The dud in this game, Kevin Smith. Listen, the shoulder's bothering him. You add that into the fact that the Bengals' run defense in Cincinnati is extremely solid, and I'm going to have to take a pass on Mr. Smith today. I don't like him at all. Sleeper, Ralph, your old friend Lavernius Coles. I'm searching for someone in the Cincinnati passing game because I think they're going to have a good day that way today. And I think Detroit's pass defense is just that terrible that Lavernius Coles, he'll be the second choice. I think he could put up 60, 70 yards and a touchdown today. And I like Cincinnati 30-10.
There it is. Rostradamus Ross Mandel of the NFL Draft Bible bringing that to you. All right, over to the chat room. We got a question here coming in. If D'Angelo Williams is a no-go, PPR league needs to pick three of these players. One of them, at least one of them, has to be a running back. Chris Brown, Joseph Addai, Hines Ward, Anquan Boldin, Percy Harvin, and Ocho Cinco. So, Ralph, I'm going to turn it over to you. PPR league needs three players, at least one running back. Chris Brown, Joseph Addai, Hines Ward, Anquan Boldin, Percy Harvin, and Ocho Cinco. Who do you like there?
Okay, so let's get the running back out of the way. I'm definitely going to go with Joseph Addai here, especially considering the fact that Donald Brown is once again down with an injury. I think Addai is going to get the lion's share of carries, and he also catches a lot of balls. You are in a PPR league, and that's what counts. Also, I'm going to go with Anquan Boldin this week because Arizona is going to have to throw the ball if they hope to win this game versus Minnesota. And Minnesota is playing without its best defensive back, Antoine Winfield, once again. And then finally, I'm going to agree with Ross here. I'm going to go with Ocho Cinco. I know that he's been underwhelming in recent weeks, but against that Detroit defense, I mean, just about anybody could put up yards versus that unit, and I look for Ocho Cinco to bust out this week.
Ross, what do you like?
It's a tough one. Those of you who are rooting and thinking that Chris Brown is a good choice here, trust me, he's really the only legit skill player that went to my alma mater, University of Colorado, and I would not take him in this selection process. I don't think he's got it to take the ball 20 times a game. I don't think he's going to get it done today. I'm definitely going with Joseph Addai. I'm definitely going with Ocho Cinco. To me, it comes down to Anquan Boldin and Hines Ward, and I don't trust Matt Leinart. He might play today. I don't think he will, but he might. So I'm going to go with Hines Ward. I'm going to go with Ocho Ward and Joseph Addai in this matchup, but it's close. If I hear Warner's playing at 1 o'clock, I'd put Boldin in.
I think Ward is a good play because they are playing the Raiders, and they should score some points. But I'm going to tell you what. I want Joseph Addai because the guy has had a rebirth of slick here down the stretch. I'm going to take Ocho Cinco, okay, because the man is on a mission right now. And my third guy, I'm sorry, I cannot put Percy Harvin on my bench the way that guy's playing. So my three are going to be Addai, Harvin, and Ocho Cinco. It's too late in the season to be getting all cute and fancy with Chris Brown. I'm not pinning my fantasy hopes on Chris Brown. If you do, your team's in a whole bunch of trouble. Okay, Hines Ward, you know, I don't know what to expect out of Pittsburgh. I do think they'll score some points, but they spread it around. I think that Harvin and Ocho Cinco have the most upside. Bolden, this guy is Mr. Inconsistent. One week he's great, the next week he does nothing. That's not the kind of guy I want on my fantasy team. So if we did a whole bunch to confuse you, there you have it. Boy, needs two PPR league. Justin Forsett, finally, guys.
There we go.
Or McCoy at Atlanta. I guess that's LeSean McCoy at Atlanta. Or LaDainian Tomlinson at the Cleveland Browns. Needs two PPR league. Justin Forsett, LeSean McCoy, a couple of favorites, and then an oldie but goodie, LaDainian Tomlinson going up against the Cleveland Browns. Who do you like there, Ross?
Well, much as I like Justin Forsett, he is a little banged up, and you never know what Julius Jones is going to factor into this. I don't know what the fascination is, but I really think that I'd have to go with Tomlinson and McCoy in this matchup, and I think those are two pretty good guys to have on a day like today.
Ralph.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and LaDainian Tomlinson, obviously, he's not a guy that I'm in love with, but I think he's going to be motivated this week. He needs just 56 rushing yards to pass Jim Brown for the eighth highest rushing total in NFL history, and he's going up against a depleted defense in the Cleveland Browns. So I would go with those two guys, McCoy and LT.
Hey guys, let me ask you this. Is it going to be cold in Cleveland today? Because Tomlinson might get hurt on the sidelines if it's cold today. You know what I'm saying, Rick.
Listen, you know what? I'll tell you this. I have a hard problem inserting LaDainian Tomlinson on my fantasy lineup, probably because he'll never be on my fantasy football team. But I do think, considering the Cleveland Browns matchup, you have to go LT, LaDainian Tomlinson today, unfortunately. And I would go McCoy as my other guy there. But how about that Justin Forsett? You know, you guys have been telling me for 13 weeks he finally did it.
If only the Seahawks would listen.
And keep an eye on Louis Rankin, still in the mix there. He will get a chance to shine at some point.
Yeah, if he holds on to the football.
Well, you know, we need to bring in some Mike Teal action and see how that goes. But we'll talk more about that when we get to the Seahawks game. Going back to D'Angelo Williams, I do think he will play, and I do think I agree with Taz. I think he'll do quite well. Do you guys have an opinion on D'Angelo Williams?
I got him going in a big league that I'm in, so I certainly hope he plays. You know, it's one of those situations where they wonder, then he comes out and busts out for, you know, $125 and a couple of touchdowns. I'm not saying Jonathan Stewart's not going to get his touches, but I like the matchup for Williams today.
Yeah, I like the matchup. He's a pretty tough guy. I think he's going to go, and I think he's due for one of those big bust-out games. Let's go over to PPR. Need one of the following: Donald Driver, Marcus Colston, Pride of Hofstra. R.I.P. Hofstra football this week. You know, you may not be in the loop. Hofstra dropped its football program. Wayne Corbett, Marcus Colston, Raheem Morris, just a few notables. R.I.P. to the Hofstra football team. PPR needs one player: Donald Driver, Marcus Colston, Mike Sims-Walker. Ralph.
Well, I say you go with the safe guy here. You go with Donald Driver. I think this is a guy who's almost matchup-proof because he is so adept at getting open short and in those intermediate routes. Rodgers goes to him every week. So this is the guy I'm going with. The other guys are a little too boom or bust for me.
Yeah, you know, I can't argue with that, but I'm telling you, as much as I bashed Mike Sims-Walker last week because he was on the road and he never does anything on the road, if you look at his numbers, he's at home this week against a pretty easy team to pass against in the Texans. So I'm going with Mike Sims-Walker at home.
Boy, you know, and when I first saw this question, I was almost leaning towards Colston, and then I heard each of your arguments, and really, you know, this is one of those questions where you just flip a coin and hope for the best.
Bust out that three-headed coin.
Okay, go back to the previous question, we need to add one more player now from the equation. Chris Brown, Joseph Addai, Hines Ward, Anquan Boldin, Percy Harvin, Ocho Cinco. So if you guys had to pick one more player to add to your previous pick, I guess mine would have been, I would probably go Anquan Boldin as my fourth guy with a slight edge over Hines Ward. What's your guys' take?
Yeah, I'm leaving Brown off my roster and using Boldin.
Yeah, well, the guys I went with were Addai, Boldin, and Ocho Cinco. The guy I would add as my fourth one is Harvin.
Yeah, you got to have Harvin in there. Aqib Talib is out. Moore is in at quarterback at Carolina going up against them. We'll talk more about that in a minute. JoJo in the house, PPR league, one running back, two flex, needs three total. One running back, two flex, three total. So give me three guys here. LeSean McCoy, Kevin Smith, Ryan Grant, Steve Slayton, Nate Burleson, Chris Chambers. LeSean McCoy, Kevin Smith, Ryan Grant, Steve Slayton, Nate Burleson, Chris Chambers, Ross, if you need three,
well,
what do you like there?
Slayton's probably not going to play, so you could throw him out. He's banged up. That's why we're talking about Chris Brown. Wow. I think I go with McCoy, Smith, and Grant. I'd go with the three running backs.
I agree. Ralph?
I'm going to go with McCoy. I'm going to go with Ryan Grant. And I will roll the dice here and go with Nate Burleson. I think Nate Burleson is due for a big day.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always, when it comes down to the, I play the numbers game. I like touches. The three running backs are going to get 20 touches. The other guys, you know, I'm not drinking the Chris Chambers Kool-Aid, that's for sure.
I'm not in love with Kevin Smith, though.
Yeah, I'm not either,
yeah.
But I just like the fact that he's going to get touches, and Burleson tends to disappear at times.
That's true, but Kevin Smith's going up against a very, very tough Cincinnati defense. I believe
only one
running back has gained 100 yards against that unit.
G Money in the house wants to know, non-PPR needs one of these guys, Jason Avant.
Oh.
The aforementioned Chris Chambers. Or Michael Crabtree. Ralph.
I think this is the week you go with Jason Avant. You know that my man DeSean Jackson is going to sit it out. So Avant is that slot receiver that's going to get open a lot against the very porous Atlanta secondary this week. I think Mr. McNabb and Mr. Avant are going to hook up on a lot of plays this week.
Oh, you know, I love Jason Avant, guys, but I like the Seattle secondary more as far as Crabtree is concerned. I think he's going to have a pretty decent week. And, you know, it's close, but I'm going to go with Crabtree. I just think he has the potential to have a bust-out week against that weak Seattle secondary.
You know what? If you have, if you're in position to roll the dice, take a gamble, I go Crabtree. Let's go over to Ogara in the chat room. Wants to know, Big Ben Roethlisberger coming off that concussion. Manhood gets questioned by his teammates going up against Oakland this week, or the infamous Alex Smith who faces Seattle, and also does the Steelers focus on the run game this week, Ralph?
Yeah, I do think that the Pittsburgh Steelers do focus on the running game. This is a big Rashard Mendenhall week. But by
or
the
they
same
can go Matt Hasselbeck. I'm sorry. Hasselbeck is in the equation as well.
Hasselbeck also. Okay. Well, you know, I'm sorry. Even though the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to run the ball and run it very well this week, I can't have any faith in Alex Smith. He's had some decent weeks, but to me, he's always at risk of putting up a real stinker like he did against the Chicago Bears a couple of weeks ago. I'm going to go with Big Ben over here. I think he's the best quarterback out of the lot. Maybe he's not going to put up the prodigious numbers, but I think he'll put up pretty decent numbers. I don't think he's going to make any mistakes.
Yeah, I tend to agree with the Reverend here, and I think this is close. I mean, I like Hasselbeck's matchup today. I like Alex Smith's matchup today. They're playing against each other. They could potentially light it up as far as passing points go. But, look, I think the Steelers are going to be throwing the ball today. I think they need to get Roethlisberger back to where he was, and I think that's by throwing the ball, as they always do. So I think he's going to have a pretty solid game today if he can keep his head together, so to speak.
This is going to be one of the few times ever in my life that I actually recommend the Bald Bomber here. You know, listen, the Steelers are playing Oakland. I do think there's going to be some points on the board for Pittsburgh there. I also do think that it's not out of the question that this game really gets out of reach by halftime and that the Steelers look to rest Ben Roethlisberger in the second half. If they're smart, they'll do that. If they have the opportunity, they should take advantage of it. If he is out of the game, that means he had a good game. So I just don't know if Roethlisberger, you know, if that game gets out of hand there, I could very easily see Dennis Dixon in there for the fourth quarter. Again, if that does happen, that means Big Ben had a good game. But I'm going to go with the sure thing, and that's going to be Matt Hasselbeck at home against the 49ers team that's kind of floundering in the wind. So I'm going to go Hasselbeck for the first time all season. Boy. Touchdown League, Anquan Boldin, Greg Jennings, or TJ Who's Your Mama? That's a tough one. I'm going to throw it over to Ross.
That is a tough one.
Following up on my Hasselbeck prediction, I will go Hushmanzada for the first time all season as well.
I think I'm going to go with Greg Jennings. I like what I've seen. I don't think the Ravens, for all their hype, their pass rush hasn't exactly been good this year. And I think that's all Aaron Rodgers needs to get the ball deep is a couple of seconds, and that means Greg Jennings is going to be targeted. So I'm going to go with Jennings.
I'm going to go with Anquan Boldin here. I know a lot of people are very terrified that if Leinart starts and that he's not going to perform. Look, he did a decent job last week, and I'm not saying that you should start him in your fantasy leagues, but I think the guy is going to put up the ball. He might throw some picks, but I think he needs to put up a lot of yards, and he will put up a lot of yards if he starts versus the Minnesota Vikings. So I'm going to go with Anquan Boldin.
Keeping it moving here on the Fantasy Football Insider Show with Rick Saratella, Ross Mandel, Ralph Mancini, the Triple R Connection. Breaking it down for the people now. Going over to the chat room again. Steven Jackson, No Sean Moreno, Jamal Charles, or Rock Cartwright, non-PPR league, Ross.
One more time.
Steven Jackson, No Sean Moreno, Jamal Charles, or Rock Cartwright. I think Steven Jackson's the guy there.
Yeah, I'd go Jackson, then Charles.
Would you agree, Ralph?
Well, I'm going to go with Jamal Charles this week. You know, he is the feature back in Kansas City right now. Kobe Smith is out for the season. If you watch Jamal Charles play lately, this guy's been electrifying. He has home run hitting speed, and he's been averaging over 19 touches per game. I'm going to go with Jamal Charles. Steven Jackson, as good as he is, I'm hearing that he suffered some back spasms. He's a little nervous about playing in the cold weather in Chicago this week, so that's something to keep an eye on. I'm going to go with Jamal Charles.
Ralph, PPR league, Jamal Charles or LeSean McCoy?
Yeah, I want to go with Jamal Charles. I think he's a bigger part of the Kansas City offense than Mr. McCoy is of the Philadelphia offense. You know, they do have other backs that they give the ball to, and I think that Philly just has a lot more options. They have more options in terms of spreading the ball around, whereas Charles is the main man there in Kansas City. So he's going to get more touches there.
I'm going to buy that. I'm going to buy that. Sold. Ross, Josh Morgan, Hakeem Nicks, or 60 Minutes man Mike Wallace? He is already starting Hines Ward. Who do you like there needs one? Josh Morgan, Hakeem Nicks, Mike Wallace.
I'd go with Hakeem Nicks. Peyton Manning. Eli Manning seems to have decent days in situations like this, and I look for him to have another one today. The weather's not going to be bad here. It's a little chilly, but the sun is out, and I think Nicks will shake loose against the Cowboys. I don't necessarily like starting two receivers from the same team, especially if one is iffy as Wallace is. And I don't yet trust Josh Morgan as much as I trust Nicks, so I'm going with Nicks.
You know what? In this situation, I don't know what the latest is on Mike Wallace. I believe he is playing because they're playing the Raiders, because Pittsburgh spreads the ball around so much, I might want to consider insuring myself with Ward and Wallace, because there's going to be some points on the board. There's going to be some touchdowns. You know, they always spread the ball around. It might be worth insuring yourself there, because let's face it, Hakeem Nicks and Josh Morgan are so inconsistent. So why not here actually play it safe and conservative and insure yourself rather than, you know, go with the boom or bust guys, which is what Josh Morgan and Hakeem Nicks are, in my opinion. And let's be honest, Josh Morgan doesn't have much of an upside. 5 or 6 catches, 70, 80 yards. He ain't doing nothing more than that.
Yeah, but, Rick, I don't know, man. The Steelers' offense hasn't exactly been hitting on all cylinders all season. They're not clicking as much as they normally do. I don't know how much upside.
Every week is a new season, my friend.
You're not wrong.
All right, how about this one, guys? Pierre Garçon, Derek Mason, Greg Jennings, Jason Avant needs 2. Pierre Garçon, Derek Mason, Greg Jennings, Jason Avant needs 2. Ralph.
I'm going to go with the more reliable guys here. I'm going to go with the guys that are going to get, I think, the most looks. I'm going to go with Mason, and I'm going to go with Jennings on Monday Night Football.
I'm with the Rev on that one. That's a 2.
I agree 100%. Point per reception league, Ross needs 2 running backs, 3 wide receivers, and a flex position. Oh, boy.
Go.
All right, let's see if we can break this one down now. Let's start with the 2 running backs, I guess. We'll take it from there. Marion Barber, LeSean McCoy, Kevin Smith, Felix Jones, Jamal Charles. I'll say it again. Marion Barber, LeSean McCoy, Kevin Smith, Felix Jones, Jamal Charles needs 2 running backs, Ross.
Yeah, I'm definitely going with McCoy and Charles here.
Ralph?
I don't like Marion Barber today.
Yeah, I can't disagree. I have to go with McCoy and Charles also.
I'm on board with it. Okay, 3 wide receivers. Randy Moss, Kevin Walter, Mike Sims-Walker, Antonio Bryant, Kevin Britt, Steve Breston. Let's get him out of there. Randy Moss, Kevin Walter. I think Kevin Walter's injured too. I could be wrong. Randy Moss, Kevin Walter, Mike Sims-Walker, Antonio Bryant, Kenny Britt, Steve Breston. Needs 3 of those guys, Ross.
I'm going with Moss. I'm going with Mike Sims-Walker. And I'm going with Kevin Walter today. I think he's going to have his best day of the season today. I like that. I like that matchup for Kevin Walter today.
Okay, Walter over Kenny Britt, huh?
Yep.
All right, Ralph?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Moss. I'm going to go with Sims-Walker. And I'm going to take Kenny Britt over Kevin Walter. Kevin Walter, to me, is a limited upside type of guy. Hasn't really shown me that much this year. Had a couple of decent games. But I think Britt is going to be needed this week to beat that Indianapolis team.
Yeah, I like Britt, the Rutgers product coming on strong. Okay, so now we have that covered. Now he needs 1 flex player for all of those guys. So I'll say it again. I'll rattle off all the names. You tell me the 1 player that you would play as your flex. Marion Barber, LeSean McCoy, Kevin Smith, Felix Jones, Jamal Charles, Randy Moss, Kevin Walter, Mike Sims-Walker, Antonio Bryant, Kenny Britt, Steve Breston. Which of those names that you have not already mentioned, Ross, would you play as your flex?
It's between the 2 Dallas running backs, and since Barber will probably get more touches, though he might not necessarily do as much as Jones, I'm going to go with Barber.
Barber would be my flex as well. Ralph?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Marion Barber to 3rd. I could see him getting a cheap touchdown.
All right, so there you have it. Please check in the mail, sir. Cedric Benson or D'Angelo Williams, Ross?
D'Angelo Williams.
Any update on the workload of Cedric Benson, do you guys know?
I don't know, but the rejuvenated Larry Johnson is going to make it pretty easy for Cincinnati to limit him, I would think. Just like Terzo Johnny.
Well, the one thing I could say about Cedric Benson is that he won't be limited this week. He's had ample enough time to get some rest. So if you have to start him, I wouldn't have any hesitation. I think he's going to have a good week this week.
Yeah, you know, I just wonder, in a game like this where they should win easily, I wonder how much they're going to they're going to trot him out there in the, late in the third and the fourth quarter. That's my only concern with Benson.
Well, I could see him having like two touchdowns in the first half alone. So even if he doesn't play that much, I think he can still put up numbers.
I like the air attack today for Cincinnati.
All right, some quick hitters, guys. Percy Harvin or Donald Driver, Ralph?
I'm going to go with Donald Driver. He's money in the bank. He does it every week.
I'm with
Peyton
you.
Peyton Manning or Brett Favre, Ross?
Ay, ay, ay. Wow. You should have traded one of those guys. You know what? I think I'm going to go with Manning. I like him at home, although both of them are great choices.
Ralph, Tony Scheffler, tight end sleeper this week. Kansas City, one of the worst matchups in the league for points allowed against tight ends. I want to meet the person who was stuck with that assignment, digging up that stat. Tony Scheffler going up against Kansas City, do you buy him as a sleeper, Ralph?
Absolutely, 100%. You know, the Kansas City Chiefs, they have one of the worst secondaries. Their safeties cannot run. Tony Scheffler is one of the fastest tight ends out there, a good run-after-the-catch type of guy. Go with Tony Scheffler this week.
Tough one, Ross. Percy Harvin, Donald Driver, Wes Welker, Hines Ward. Which guy do you bench?
Wow. I'm going to bench Harvin.
Not me. I'm going to bench Hines Ward there. Percy Harvin's too hot, man. Did you see how Favre goes to this guy? You know, I can't put him on the bench.
No, all I remember 3 weeks ago against Detroit, he didn't do much. You know, and I know he had a touchdown his last two games, but he's not a lock. There's so many people on that. Sidney Rice, baby. Sidney Rice.
Pierre Thomas, Jamal Charles, LaShawn McCoy, Justin Forsett, Ralph needs two. Pierre Thomas, Jamal Charles, LaShawn McCoy, Justin Forsett.
I'm going to go with Charles and McCoy. Pierre Thomas has been a little banged up. You don't know how much he's going to get the ball, although he should get the majority of carries. And Forsett's a little banged up. He was, I think he tweaked his quad in practice last Friday. So I don't know how much action he's going to get.
Oh, I love Pierre Thomas today. I think Albert Haynesworth is way banged up. I think that helps him, and I like LaShawn McCoy, so I'm going to leave Charles out. I like Thomas and McCoy.
I go Thomas and Charles myself.
No respect for the shady, man.
I'm sorry. I'm still not a believer. Steven Jackson, Ricky Williams, Jonathan Stewart, Turf Toe Johnny, and Kevin Smith. Needs two, and he has Sam Congato. Is that a joke? Steven Jackson, Ricky Williams, Turf Toe Johnny, or Kevin Smith, Ross? Which
yeah,
two?
Jackson and Williams are way above the other two.
I agree with that. Turf Toe Johnny's going to get some work today, though, I do think. But I would go Steven Jackson, Ricky Williams. Okay, for the playoffs, do I roll with Peyton Manning or do I trade for Brett Favre, Ralph?
Yeah, why not roll with Peyton Manning? I know everybody is very nervous about Week 17. If you are in a league that goes that far, yeah, I would consider trading for Brett Favre. But if you're in a league that just goes 16 weeks and your Super Bowl is in Week 16, then, you know, I would go with Peyton Manning. I would stick with Peyton Manning.
Okay, you got a thought? You got a take on that one, Ross?
Yeah, it all depends on what you have to give up. I don't necessarily think that Favre is an improvement over Manning unless you're playing your Super Bowl in Week 17, in which case Manning, you know, might or might not play. You can't bank on that, but it depends what you have to give up. If you're just straight swapping Manning for Favre, I think I would consider it. I like that 25-3 ratio Favre's got rocking right now.
Ralph. Standard League needs two, Bolden, Sims Walker, Miles Austin. Who are you putting to the bench?
Bolden, Sims Walker, and Miles Austin. I think I'm going to put Sims Walker on the bench just because of his quarterback, David Garrard. You know, this is a guy that I cannot trust week in and week out.
Trust Tony Romo?
I'll trust Tony Romo over David Garrard, especially this week in a game where he needs to put up some points.
Oof. I'm benching Bolden in that scenario.
I'm benching Bolden as well. I like Miles Austin against his hometown Giants. PPR League, Ross, Derek Mason, or Vincent Jackson?
Oof, two of my favorites. I think I'm going with Vincent Jackson. Although I'm not that sold on it.
Ralph, Performance League needs one Antonio Bryant, Donnie Avery, or Nate Burleson.
Donnie Avery or Nate Burleson. I'm going to go with Donnie Avery this week. You know, I love that matchup that he has against the Chicago Bears. The Chicago Bears will not be playing, will be playing without their best cornerback, Peanut Tillman, Charles Tillman. I think that Avery, he's been scoring. He's had, he has three touchdowns in his past three games. So I think he's the number one go-to guy there with that team. I'm going to go with Donnie Avery this week.
Yeah, and you know, the quarterback situation there actually helps him, I think, because Bowler's got the bigger arm.
Yeah, I'm with Donnie Avery all the way. Cedric Benson or D'Angelo Williams, what was your answer on that, guys?
D'Angelo. I think Ralph said Benson.
D'Angelo Williams, there it is. Benson, you know, he's got too many things going on between Larry Johnson, Rashard Jennings. You want the guy who's going to get more carries, and I think it is D'Angelo Williams. Jermichael Finley or Fred Davis, Ralph?
You know, the thing about Jermichael Finley is they throw to that other tight end a lot too, Donald Lee. I think I'm going to go with Fred Davis. I know the matchup is not great, but if you've seen Fred Davis play lately, you know, this kid is really starting to flourish. He's playing hard. He's breaking tackles. I'm going to roll the dice here and go with Fred Davis.
Yeah, you know what, guys? I'm not saying they're going to win, but I kind of think the Redskins are going to put in a good effort today. It's going to be very cold. Breeze does not like the cold. I'm not saying they're going to win the game, although, that you know what, they might. I like the Redskins today. I like Fred Davis.
East Coast Gamblers sighting in the house.
Uh-oh.
Jay Cutler, Ralph, wants to know, what's the deal with this guy? What are you expecting? Can't seem to put him to the curve. Has a favorable matchup. What type of production?
Yeah, he has a great matchup this week. I mean, if he's your best quarterback, you have to go with him. You know, I don't think he's a terrible play this week, although if I had a better quarterback or a comparable quarterback, I'd probably go with the other guy just because Cutler's not playing with a lot of confidence right now, and that offensive line is not giving him any time to throw the ball. But, you know, I think he has a decent game this week.
Give me some numbers.
You know, Rev, I'd rather...
Throw out some numbers? I'll give you some numbers. 220 yards, two touchdowns, and an interception.
Yeah, I think that's a very good prediction. I can't trust this guy. I think it's a forte day for the Bears. I'd rather start someone like Matt Hasselbeck today.
Yeah, at this point, I can't ride with my man Jay Cutler. I search for other options if I can. East Coast Gamblers, I know Pierre Thomas is being one of them, so you might want to look into that. The other one he has is Jeremy Maclin or Calvin Johnson this week. Who do you like there, Ross?
Well, Macklin's certainly going to be the number one target, but it's very hard to take someone like a Jeremy Maclin over Calvin Johnson. I'm going with Calvin Johnson today, although, you know, I'm not that hopeful for him. I think he could have maybe 70 yards and a touchdown, and you never know what Macklin's going to do. I'm going with Johnson, but it's closer than you think.
I don't know. I think it's about time to stick a fork there in Calvin Johnson. What's your take on Maclin or Calvin Johnson, Ralph?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Maclin also. I think he's going to be the number one guy, and I think they're going to look to him deep this week. And as far as Calvin Johnson goes, as talented as he is, the one thing that he has not proven so far in his NFL career is he hasn't proven that he can perform when he's injured. You know, if you saw him in that last game on Thanksgiving, he looked to be a little banged up, wasn't running at 100%. So, to me, I'm going to go with the healthy guy over the banged-up guy in Calvin Johnson. Go with Maclin.
Sammy Morris or Fred Taylor, Ross, any value there?
I don't know. I think Fragile Freddy might be done. I think Sammy Morris might have some value down the stretch, but you're digging deep there.
I disagree. I think Fred Taylor, I think he's going to have a couple of games where he could be productive. Circle that Buffalo game on your calendar. If you have a little extra space for Fragile Freddy, you know, pick him up for that Buffalo game. You know, he might get some carries, and he's going to put up numbers if he does against Buffalo.
Yeah, but there's always the potential of a zero for Fred Taylor when he plays. I don't like that.
Yeah. Ralph, Tony Romo or Matt Schaub this week?
Who?
Let's see. I'm going to go with Matt Schaub this week. I like the fact that he's playing against that Jacksonville secondary. Rasheem Mathis is all banged up. So I'm going to definitely go with Schaub here.
Yeah, as long as this question isn't who do you like in the last 2 minutes, I think neither of those guys is that good in that situation. But I think Schaub consistently gets it done from a fantasy perspective, if not from a real-life football perspective.
Okay, Kellen Winslow or Vasanti Shenko, who's a little banged up, I believe. Ross, who do you like there?
Well, he might be banged up, but he also bangs up the end zone every week. I'm going with Shenko.
Ralph, Eagles defense or Bengals defense this week?
I'm going to go with the Bengals defense. I love the Bengals defense. I would go with them each and every week.
Okay, then let me ask you this, Ralph. Eagles defense or Bears defense?
I am going to take, I'm going to take the Eagles defense. I'm sorry, I can't trust the Bears. They're just too hot and cold. Even that defensive unit, I mean, I don't like their secondary. I'm going to go with the Eagles here.
Yeah, the Bears have nothing to play for at this point. Nicky the Bull in the chat room, baby. Let me ask you this. He has Steven Jackson and Lawrence Maroney going, looking for a flex position to start, needs one of these guys, Derek Mason, Chris Brown, Jerome Harrison, and Julius Jones.
Say them again.
Derek Mason, Chris Brown, Jerome Harrison, Julius Jones.
I'm going
with Mason.
Derek Mason.
You have to go with Mason.
Steven Jackson will be active, but who do you like, Rock Cartwright, Jarius Norwood, or Cadillac Williams-Ralph?
Yikes.
Cartwright, what are the other two guys?
Jarius Norwood or Cadillac Williams?
Cadillac Williams.
None of these guys offer any kind of dependable status. I would try to avoid all of them.
I would probably go with Cadillac Williams over the other two guys.
He had a good game against Carolina first time.
Yeah.
I just think Norwood has the most upside because of his big play potential, but he also has the biggest downside as well. So he's the boom or bust guy there. Oh boy.
The thing to remember here is Carolina gives up a lot of touchdowns on the ground, and that's why I'd go with Cadillac Williams.
Okay, Matt Schaub or Donovan McNabb, Ralph?
I'm going to go with, believe it or not, I want to go with McNabb. As much as I don't like Jacksonville's secondary, I probably hate Atlanta's secondary at this point even more. They're shuffling guys in and out. I'm going to go with McNabb this week.
Ross, Steeler defense or who dat defense?
Wow, those top two there. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh.
Ralph, or actually, this is a Giants question. Ross, OC, what's the deal with the Giants defense? Are they going to rebound with OC leading the way?
Well, he'd be leading the way from the bench, huh? To me, he still hasn't fully recovered, and he's trying to bust it and play every week. And they're just not producing a pass rush. And the two major problems for the Giants are lack of pass rush and lack of cohesive offensive line play. And when you have both of those things as a problem, you know, you lose 5 out of 6 games and probably 6 out of 7 today. I don't see any quick fix for this defense this season. So my answer is no. I don't see that defense improving, and I don't see OC getting it done. I'm down on the Giants, man.
Guest 136, yes, the Bengals are still a good play. Ralph, one more for you. Nate Burleson or Vincent Jackson in a PPR league?
Vincent Jackson all the way. I love his matchup versus the Browns. The Browns' secondary guys, their corners cannot match up. They're a lot smaller than Vincent Jackson, who had 6'5". I think they're going to be throwing some jump balls his way this week.
All right, there you have it. Fantasy Football Insiders Radio, you know how we do it. We bring the heat each and every week. This is how we do it. Rick Serratella, Ross Mandel, Ralph Mancini, the Triple R Connection. We are from the NFL Draft Bible, slapping around all the competition out there when it comes to football news and knowledge. There, I put it out there. I said it, okay? I'm confident in my staff like that. Go check it out, NFLDraftBible.com. You want player profiles, you want NFL draft prospects, projections, mock drafts, underclassmen, you name it, we got it at the NFL Draft Bible. Draft season has begun, my friends. My inbox is flooded with emails, and that's how we know draft season. Right around the corner, less than 5 months away, so check out the NFL Draft Bible. Check out the Fantasy Sports Channel. If you're listening in on iTunes, or maybe you're listening in on the NFL Draft Bible, you can go to blogtalkradio.com. You can get down in the chat room like the good folks here are doing, and we are answering and taking your questions. Also, want to give a shout-out to the Fantasy Taz, Jersey in the house. Check him out, fantasyfootballwiz.com, fantasyfootballwiz.com. That is the one and only Taz, the official moderator of the Fantasy Football Insiders chat room. Okay, guys, we got a bunch of games to knock out. Before we do, flex position, Pierre Garçon, Robert Meacham, Jason Avant, Felix Jones, or Mike Bell. Oh, boy. Pierre Garçon, Robert Meacham, Jason Avant, Felix Jones, or Mike Bell. Is anyone ringing a bell to you there, guys?
I'm going with Jason Avant. I don't like Felix Jones and Mike Bell. They're not primary guys. And I like Avant today, man. I really do.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Avant also.
Yeah, but what's that guy's upside, man? I'm going to go with the red hot Robert Meacham and hope that he finds.
You know what the upside? You know what the upside is? He's going up against the Falcons secondary.
I'm not buying it. Let's get over to let's get these two losing organizations out of the way, Ralph. The 1-10 Buccaneers today travel into Carolina, 4-7, 1 o'clock start.
Okay, I like Jonathan Stewart here as a stud. He hasn't been lighting the world on fire lately, but D'Angelo Williams is hobbled with a bad ankle. It's a game time decision. Yes, we all think he's going to go, but I think that means that Stewie should definitely see an uptick in his carries. Add to that the fact that the Bucs rank 30th versus the run. I think Jonathan Stewart is a no-brainer. I also think that Steve Smith is a stud. He's coming off a one reception for 4-yard performance. Start him. He's going to be out for blood this week. Matt Moore cannot be any worse than Jake Delhomme. And Steve Smith was moving well last week despite his sore ribs. So I'm going to definitely start him. The dud here is Josh Freeman. You know, one of the things that the Panthers do well is defend the pass. In fact, they are the third best defense at limiting passing yards at a little over 180 yards per game. Freeman has an excellent arm and surprising mobility, but he's also careless with the football. He has 5 interceptions and 3 fumbles and 5 starts. Very mistake prone, which is understandable with a rookie, but do not start him if you don't have to. The sleeper here, and I mentioned him before, is Cadillac Williams. I know that there's low upside here because his carries are going down, but the man still has good speed. He still has a good game, and Carolina has given up 12 rushing touchdowns this year, so I think there's always a good chance for him to at least get a cheap touchdown. I do like Carolina in this game, though, 21-17.
Rev, what do you think about the Panthers' D as a sleeper today?
Yeah, I think they're a viable defense. I wouldn't rank them in my top 5, but I would say maybe top 10, top 12. Yeah.
I have them 7th. I like them today.
Okay, we got word from Kurt Warner's agent who says he would be surprised if Kurt Warner does not start today.
Well, people get surprised.
Take it with a grain of salt, I guess. Over to the phone lines. I don't know how long you've been waiting, my friend, the 856, but welcome to the show. What's your name? Where you're from? What's on your mind?
Hey, guys, this is Joe. I'm calling from Jersey. How you guys doing today?
Nice.
Jersey in the house. Jersey Joe Flacco on the line.
There you go. Question, guys. I'm in the same situation a lot of people are in this week, in and in. So what I need to do is I'm going to go through my whole roster. Tell me what you guys think.
Let's do it.
All right, quarterbacks, I got Aaron Rodgers, who's practically unbenchable, and Carson Palmer.
Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers or Carson Palmer. Go ahead, Ralph.
I'm going to go with Aaron Rodgers. I know that Palmer has the great matchup, but if you're talking about numbers, Rodgers is going to put up better numbers than Carson Palmer each and every week.
Ross?
I'm with you. Definitely Rodgers.
Okay, you got a trifecta there with Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to go Rodgers as well.
Okay, I need 2 running backs. I'm starting Steven Jackson. He's my number one. I got LT, Darren Sproles, Ahmad Bradshaw, Maroney, and Forsett.
Definitely Tomlinson.
LT all the way.
Yeah, you know, I hate LaDainian Tomlinson, but he has a great matchup with the Browns this week. I value him more than I value those other guys that you mentioned. So, yes, I would go LaDainian Tomlinson as well. Even though Justin Forsett is tempting, you can't start the guy based off of 1 week. Go with LaDainian Tomlinson here, in my opinion.
All right. Also, receivers, need three. This is a PPR league also.
Okay.
I have Colston, Hoosh, Santonio Holmes, Sims Walker, and Sidney Rice.
Okay, Colston, Hoosh Mensada, Santonio Holmes, Sims Walker, Sidney Rice. You need three, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Colston. I'm going to go with Sidney Rice and Sims Walker.
Same three as me. I like those three. I love Sidney Rice.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. Sidney Rice is going to emerge as one of the elite NFL wide receivers. He's playing like a man on a mission, so I will definitely give you Sidney Rice. I will go Marcus Colston. And for my third one, I think it's a toss-up. Since the guys all, we agreed on everything here, so I'm going to give you one different. I kind of like TJ Houshmandzadeh to find the end zone this week, me personally.
All right. Tight ends. I got Witten and Boss. I'm leaning towards Witten right now with that one.
I think you got to go Witten.
You do go with Witten. I mean, the Giants don't have anybody that can stay with Witten, so this is a good matchup for him.
Yeah, he's a little banged up, but I'd still go with him today.
Yeah. And for defense, I have New Orleans and Minnesota.
Ooh. Wow. I'd go with the Saints today.
Oh, definitely the Saints.
Oh, boy. Minnesota's matchup, Arizona. Yeah, you gotta go New Orleans here just because of the debacle that the Washington Redskins are.
Joe, and unless you hear that Warner's not playing early in the day, I would go with New Orleans. But if Warner's not playing, I'd go with Minnesota.
Now, yeah, for something else too, I heard, I don't know how true it is. One of Arizona's tackles is going to miss the game tonight. I don't know if it's his blind side or what. So I think that's going to play into the decision on whether Warner plays tonight also.
Mm.
Good point.
So that could be a huge day for Jared Allen.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'll tell you what. You got to monitor this one. But you know what? Since it's a Sunday night game, isn't it?
Yeah, that's...
You know, this is tough. I go with
what's so tough about it? Go with the Saints, man. They're going up against Jason Campbell. I'm not scared of Jason Campbell.
You know what? I think the Vikings do possess more upside if Leinart starts, but it's an if, so I go more with the sure thing, which is the Saints here.
Yeah, I Arizona could put up 30 points. I don't think there's any way the Redskins can do that, so, yeah.
All right. And one more question. It's probably the first time you ever got one of these questions. Nick Folk or Billy Cundiff?
Oh, I ain't answering a kicker question. Go ahead, Rev.
You know what? Folk's been a little shaky lately. Go with the Raven.
I'll defer to our residential kicker guru, so.
Yeah, I'm in that position now where I need every point I can this week.
I hear you. It's make it or break it week, so hopefully we've been able to help you out there. And
Definitely. Good show, guys.
Thanks. Jersey Joe, always appreciate it. Jersey in the house.
That's
from
a pretty good
Jersey
team he's got there, man.
To another, I was hanging out in Jersey, the old stomping grounds, last night. I want to give a shout-out to O'Donohue's, everyone who was at O'Donohue's watching the Nerds. Great show. I am sure that somewhere on Facebook you can find a picture of me signing a big inflatable pink penis. Courtesy of the bachelorette party there. So dig around Facebook. You just might see me autographing a big blow-up penis.
Too much information, brother.
Hey, I light it up for you guys here on a Sunday morning, and we're going to go over to 609, Jersey in the house. What's on your mind?
Hey, yo, guys. Jersey in the house here, man. 10-2 in my standard league, 7-5 in my PPR. Got a couple questions and some in my PPR, it's 10-point rushing touchdown. I got Thomas, I got Charles, I got Forsett, I got McCoy. I like McCoy, I like Charles. Here's my problem. Every time I play Thomas, he does squat. Albert Haynesworth is playing today, which scares me on Thomas. You know, I need some firepower to win because my tight end option is either Fred Davis or Finley. So I need a tight end to choose one of those two, and because any points and two of those running backs. What's your opinion, guys?
All right, let's get the easy stuff out of the way first. Let's start it off with the tight ends, and I think we actually had the same question earlier in the show, Ralph: Jermichael Finley or Fred Davis?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Fred Davis. I know he plays for a lousy offense, but if you watch Fred Davis play lately, this kid's really coming on. He's breaking tackles. He's playing hard. He's becoming more of a leader out there. I'm going to go with Fred Davis this week. And as far as your other guys go, I'm going to stick with McCoy, and I'm going to stick with Jamaal Charles. You know, look, Pierre Thomas is a terrific back, but they have so many weapons out there in New Orleans that from week to week it's hard to guess sometimes who's really going to emerge. So those are the guys I'd go with.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ross.
I don't think that's crazy, but I like Pierre Thomas today in Washington in some pretty cold weather. I don't like Charles against the Broncos. I think they'll both produce, but I like Thomas's chance to poke it into the end zone more than I like Charles today.
Yeah, you know, it's a tough matchup. I like Charles. I like McCoy. The PT Cruiser, you know, even if they do get down to the goal line, you just don't know who's going to get those carries. So there's a LeSean McCoy for you, Ross. I'm going to go McCoy, and I'm going to go Jamaal Charles there.
All right, that's fair enough.
Guys, I appreciate your help there, man. Hopefully I go 8-5 and make the playoffs in that league. I know I'm 10-2 and already won the other league. I'm loaded in my other league. My biggest dilemma is do I start forward or do I start Peyton Manning? Because I'm killing everybody, man. I won six out of four weeks, man. Ain't nobody.
I see you pouring it out
there.
Pour it on, baby. Pour it on. Brett Favre, clear it into the metal.
Man, Jersey owns them like prison bitches. I'm telling you, man.
Oh.
Jersey, man. Hey, guys, have a good weekend. Best of luck to you guys. Appreciate the info, man. Jersey in the house here from South Jersey. Have
right,
a good
yeah,
one,
baby. Jersey, you know how we do it. 10-2, smashing you. That's how we do it. Fantasy Football Insiders on your Sunday morning quarterback show. We got a whole bunch of games to get to. Ross, Oakland 3-8 this week, going into Pittsburgh 6-5. Take it away.
Tough act to follow there, huh? Look, I love Rashard Mendenhall today on that Oakland run D. Look, he ran for 95 against the Ravens. I think you can pencil him for hitting the century mark and beyond today. I love the Steelers defense against Rick's boy Gronkowski today. Listen, as far as Gronkowski is concerned, if I were playing quarterback for the Raiders, it would be an improvement over Jamarcus Russell. But Gronkowski, you know, he's not that accurate, and he's got a Chad Pennington arm. That's not a good equation for me. I think a lot of the luster, if there is any, is going to come off him today. Love the Steelers defense. I think the dud in this game, any Raiders running back, first of all, you don't know who's going to get the ball between, you know, Fargus Bush and McFadden. And second of all, the Pittsburgh run defense is pretty solid. So even if your guy gets the ball 15 times a game, he's not going to be able to do much with it. I wouldn't start any of them. I know it's a bit surprising, guys. I don't like Zach Miller in this game. I just don't have faith in Oakland's offense. And if you have a choice between a Zach Miller and a Tony Scheffler picking him up, I would pick up Tony Scheffler. I'd rather have Kevin Boss, Fred Davis. There's a whole list of guys I'd rather have. They're probably on your waiver wire. And the sleeper in this game, look, I think Roethlisberger is going to have a pretty good outing, and I think they're going to get back to basics. And to me, that means he's going to look for Heath Miller an awful lot. And I would not be scared by last week's numbers that Heath Miller put up. I think that's a Dennis Dixon product, and I think that Roethlisberger, especially when he gets inside the 20-yard line, I think he's going to be looking Heath Miller, and I see Heath Miller with, you know, 60, 75 yards and a touchdown. I definitely see him getting in the end zone today, and I think the Steelers win this game, but I don't think it's going to be as high scoring as you think, Rick. I think they'll win 23-10.
Okay. SHS PPR league, I go with Steve Smith of the Giants strictly because it is PPR. If it was not PPR, I'd go Colston, Avant, too far down on the totem pole and as far as wide receivers go. And Crabtree, San Francisco doesn't throw the ball enough. They like to run it, so there you go. New Orleans, 11-0, speaking of Marcus Colston, Ralph, they head into Washington where the Redskins are 3-8. Like we said, this organization is a debacle. Latest rumor out of Washington, Mike Shanahan, next head coach, Vinny Serrato, survives and stays on as the GM. But that's another show for another day. Ralph Mancini is going to take it away to break down the stud duds and sleepers.
Yeah, as I said before, it's always hard to pick which saint is going to emerge from week to week. But this week I'm going to go with Marquise Colston as my stud. He looked a lot quicker and more explosive than ever on Monday Night Football last week, where he put up 121 yards and a touch. With D'Angelo Hall likely out again at cornerback, Colston is better than anyone he'll face off against this week against the Redskins. He is still the go-to guy in the red zone. Go with Marquise Colston. And for the dud this week, I'm not going to go with Santana Moss once again. This week, I'm going to pick on Jason Campbell. A bad matchup for Campbell this week. New Orleans doesn't allow many passing touchdowns and with nine, and the Saints also lead the league with 22 interceptions. If the black and gold can confuse Tom Brady, then Mr. Jason Campbell is in for a long afternoon. The sleeper here, the aforementioned Fred Davis. Tight ends usually don't do well versus the Saints, but the Skins look for Davis often, and he's been playing a spirited brand of ball lately. He's been breaking tackles. Use him if you're in a bind. So I'm going to go with Colston as my stud, Campbell as my dud, Fred Davis as my sleeper. New Orleans wins this one 30-17.
Yeah, this is one of those games that's going to get Bubba Sparks ugly. I see the questions coming in the chat room. I promise we're going to answer them. But first, Ross Mandel is going to break down the AFC East showdown between the 7-4 Patriots and the 5-6 Miami Dolphins, Ross.
Oh, wait, it's an AFC East showdown and the Jets aren't involved? How could that be, Rick? Listen, Brady was so embarrassed on Monday night that you know he is going to come out, and I don't care what the play calls are, he is going to throw the ball all day long today. Although, you know, look, Maroney's going to get his work done against the Miami run defense, which has not played well without Ralph's boy Jason Ferguson in there. And look, I think Maroney has TDs in, I think, six straight games and a pair in each of his last two. That's an underrated fantasy stat for you right there. I think Randy Moss, obviously, he went nuts against that young Miami secondary in week nine. He did not perform well on Monday night. I think he's going to have a repeat of the Miami outing first time around. And I think, obviously, Wes Welker is going to rock out. For the Dolphins, I think Ricky Williams, he's an every-week start until he gets hurt. You never know when that's going to be. But until it happens, Ricky is the guy, man. He's a top-eight running back every week. I think the dud in this game, I'm going to go say Chad Henne and all the Miami wide receivers. I don't think they're going to be able to gut the Pats for even half the yards and points that New Orleans did on Monday night. Very discouraged what I saw out of Henne against Buffalo. I mean, I think that's going to have a bit of a hangover and a confidence, lack of confidence effect. And even if Henne is able to get something through the air, what running back on Miami do you start? I mean, it's such a motley crew out there. You start Rick's boy, Devon Best. You start Brian Hartline, Ted Gidd Jr., Greg Camarillo. You know, who do you start there? I don't think it's worth even looking at any of those receivers for the rest of this season. And Rick, I think you know who my sleeper is going to be in this game. Sam Aiken, baby. He is now the number three. Edelman is out. Aiken did very well when given the chance. I think Brady was praising him as the number three this week, and Bill Belichick came out and said that Aiken's special teams duties were going to be scaled back. And if you know Belichick, you can't get any higher praise than that. He's basically saying, this guy, he's not going to play special teams because we need him on offense. And I think he could be a nice sleeper today for the Patriots. And I see New England, at least offensively, rebounding today in a big way. I see him winning 31-24.
Digging in the crates with Sam Aiken going back to the well once again. I do think this is a week that Devon Best gets behind that New England secondary and lights up the scoreboard. Guys, we got about 20 minutes to go. Rapid fire. We got a bunch of games, a boatload of games. Got a bunch of questions, a boatload of questions. Going to do it quick, rapid fire style. One of the biggest stories of the week maybe not, one of the biggest stories flying under the radar this week, Mike Vick returns to Atlanta where the 7-4 Eagles visit the 6-5 Falcons, Ralph.
Yeah, I like Jeremy Maclin as my stud with DeSean Jackson out. Maclin is the number one target versus a Falcons secondary that's been horrible lately, giving up 211 yards per game over the last 3 weeks to wide receivers. This is going to be a game where Jay Mack attacks defenses deep. Atlanta has been mixing and matching their DBs to no avail. Go with Maclin. I also like Brent Celek here. He's got a great matchup. He has a little bit of a thumb injury, which caused him to drop 3 passes last week, but he did practice without restrictions on Friday, so start him. The dud here is Jason Snelling. With Michael Turner out, don't be fooled into thinking that Snelling will get the lion's share of the workload for Atlanta, because I think Atlanta is going to need to throw the ball a lot this week, and if that's going to occur, then the man that you want on your team is Jarius Norwood. And on top of that, Snelling also had a fumble, only 4 carries last week, so not a lot of upside there with Mr. Snelling. The sleeper here, definitely Jason Avant is a sleeper, a good physical slot receiver. We spoke about him before. And the other guy here is Chris Redman. If you're desperate, Redman isn't the worst play. They'll have to throw it plenty, and he's a pretty accurate guy who can make stick throws. So as far as the final score here, I like Philly 28, Atlanta 24.
There you have it. We're going to go back over to the chat room. I'm going to help out all my party people in the chat room like this. SHS, Palmer or Roethlisberger? I go Carson Palmer this week just because I like the matchup. You don't know what Roethlisberger is going to come back with. Running backs, I go Frank Gore and LeSean McCoy over Pierre Thomas. Wide receivers, not sure how many you need. Andre Johnson, Wes Welker are must plays. I like Steve Smith over Colston Crabtree and Avant. As mentioned, it's a PPR league. I like Steve Smith in that matchup. Minnesota or Cincinnati defense, you're going to go Cincinnati defense there just because of the matchup again and, you know, the potential for Arizona to put some points on the board. PPR league, which guy should I bench? Bolden, Marshall, Holmes, or White? I'm going to put Santonio Holmes to the bench. Too many people, too many wideouts. And then we got the wife who's knitting over there has a Jay Cutler or Eli Manning. If you start Jay Cutler, you will be a loser because Jay Cutler is a loser. So you got to go Eli Manning all the way. Big bounce back statement game for Eli Manning this week. I guarantee it. Take it to the bank. Vince Young or Kurt Warner? I am going to go Vince Young this week only because the Titans, yes, the Titans, we're going to talk about this matchup next, actually, and I'll tell you who I will think will win that game. Eli Manning over Jay Cutler all day. And I'm going to get caught up on some more questions, come back over to the chat room. But, Ross, let's talk about that matchup where the Cardiac Kid, Tennessee Titans, 5-0 since putting Vince Young in that lineup, travel into Indianapolis, still undefeated, 11-0. Is this where they take out the King of the Mountain?
No. But I did tell you last week, I knew VY had the big game coming, baby, and I plugged him into my league, and he kicked butt for me. They're not winning this game. Everyone thinks that Tennessee is the trendy upset pick to end the Colts' run. I do not see it happening. You got the usual trio for Indianapolis, Manning, Wayne, and Clark. But, guys, I think you're going to have to make this a quartet now and add Joseph Addai to the set list. He's scoring in double digits on a weekly basis, and I like him this week. And you got to like everyone against the 31st-ranked passing defense in the league. I don't care that Tennessee's playing well lately. Their pass defense is extremely shaky. And going into Indianapolis, that's not what you want. So I love the Indianapolis Colts today. I kind of like Kenny Britt a little bit. He looks like he's going to be the number one choice for Vince Young, even with Justin Gage, Ralph's boy, returning. I think that Kenny Britt's worth a start in a deep league. The dud, and I hate to say it, guys, I know you're not going to like to hear it, but you got to admit it's true. That's Donald Brown. 5 carries last week. He's a little banged up. But
he's not playing.
That's what I'm saying. He's out today?
Yeah.
All right, well, then he's definitely a dud. But I'm talking down the line for the season. Do not cut this guy because late in the season, he is going to get fed the ball. And I think that he's a guy you want to hang on to, but in no way would you play him in the next 2 weeks. And another guy that I think you might want to scoop up just for a week 17 spot start, or even for if you need a deep running back situation today, and that's Chad Simpson. Look, he's not going to be that necessary for this week, but once Indy wraps everything up with Donald Brown banged up and they're going to want to give Adai some time off, I would keep an eye on Simpson as a late-season pickup in the Indianapolis offense. The guy can run the ball a little bit, and I think he could do a lot worse. I would rather have him than, say, a Freddie Taylor, Rev. I don't know about you. I see the Colts winning this game quite easily, 34-17. I just don't see where people are saying the Titans are going to win this game.
Not so fast, my friend. I like Tennessee in this one. I think Vince Young's got it in him, and I think the Colts lose today, just the gut. Running back question over to the chat room. I rank them in this order: Joseph Addai, Lawrence Maroney, Justin Forsett, Jason Snelling, Cadillac Williams, in that order. Flex spot: Chris Chambers, Robert Meacham, Steve Smith, or Jeremy Shockey. That's Steve Smith of Carolina. This shouldn't even be a question. You don't bench your studs. It's Steve Smith, baby, all the way. Why did the Eagles sign Mike Vick to sit on the bench? Great question, but it is was a potential trade bait there.
That sounds like the beginning of a joke.
Yeah, and there was a question there about why is there so much parity, or what happens to parity in the league. It's because teams have learned how to manage the salary cap. Teams have better management of how to do that. They can build better teams, and they've learned the loopholes, but it's all going to go down the drain next year when it's an uncapped year for the collective bargaining agreement. I'm coming back to the chat room for more questions, but first, Ralph Mancini is going to break down the Broncos 7-4 going into Kansas City, where the Chiefs are 3-8, and God bless his soul, rest in peace, the Barrel Man passed away this week.
Yeah, I saw that.
The Barrel Man, I think he was 69 years old. God bless. Rest in peace. Ralph, take it away.
Are we done talking about Chad Simpson? I couldn't. I got confused there. I thought he was talking about O.J. Simpson.
Look
with
out.
With the beautiful words he had for him there. But I'm going to go with Jamal Charles here as a stud. Denver is mediocre versus the run. Charles has been terrific lately. He's making defenders miss. He's getting the touches. In fact, he's averaging over 19 touches per game over the last 3 weeks. And with Colby Smith out of the picture, the former Texas Longhorn will continue to be the workhorse for the Chiefs. The dud here is Mr. Matt Cassel. He goes up versus a very tight Denver pass defense. He still stares down his receivers. He's completing under 60% of his throws. And he has fumbles in each of his last three games. Stay away from him. The sleeper here, we touched upon him before, Tony Scheffler. He's one of the best run-after-the-catch tight ends in the league. KC's safety tandem of John McGraw and Mike Brown do not have the foot speed to stay with big old Scheffler. I expect Josh McDaniels to exploit this weakness. I love Denver here, 26-14.
There you have it. We've been saying LeSean McCoy over Pierre Thomas all show long. It's shady time in Philadelphia. Pierre Thomas, you know, good point about the defensive. Haynesworth is playing for the Redskins, and then you don't know. Or I'm sorry. Yeah, Haynesworth is playing for the Skins. You don't know who's going to get the goal line carries in New Orleans. So we like LeSean McCoy over Pierre Thomas. Matt Hasselbeck or Joe Flacco, that's a good one. Baltimore is playing
Packers,
which means I'm going to tell you to take Hasselbeck because I like the bald bomber this week at home against a shoddy San Francisco team. Anquan Boldin or Turf Toe Johnny? I'm going to go Turf Toe Johnny here. I like Jonathan Stewart considering D'Angelo Williams is banged up but will play. I think Stewart gets more touches. I think Stewart has a better chance to find the end zone. Boldin playing with a questionable quarterback. I'm going to go back over to Ross for the Houston-Jacksonville game. Houston 5-6 travels into Jacksonville 6-5. Playoff elimination matchup here, Ross.
Yeah, I think Houston's done, but I think Jacksonville still got a shot. Listen, neither of these teams sacks the quarterback, and that means that Matt Schaub's going to have a lot of time today to hook up with Andre Johnson. I think the four guys in this game that are obvious guys, you know, Maurice Jones-Drew, Matt Schaub, Andre Johnson, and Mike Sims-Walker at home. As I said, you know, I told you guys to bench him last week, and he had 4 for 46. But now by the same turn, I'm going to turn around and say you must start him this week at home. I don't have an explanation for why it happens, but 12 games is enough of a sampling for me to say this guy excels at home and can't get it done on the road. Dud Steve Slayton is out. Don't start him by any means. And I think you got to put Torrey Holt on your bench if he's not there already. The guy has not scored this year. He only has 2 games over 80 yards. He's been very disappointing and is not worth a start for the rest of the season. We talked about this guy before, my sleeper, Kevin Walter. Look, doesn't have the highest upside, but look, I love this Texans passing attack today, and I think Walter has his best game of the season, as he did against Jacksonville. He had 7 catches for 96 yards and a touchdown. I don't trust Chris Brown, but I think in a pinch you could put him in there. He's going to get the carries, including the red zone ones, with Slayton out. I think this is going to be a very close game, but when it comes down to close games, I cannot like the Houston Texans, so I'm going with Jacksonville 28-27 in a pretty entertaining game.
There you have it. There was a question about Jay Cutler or Kurt Warner. Give me Kurt Warner despite the questionable status. Jay Cutler's a joke. If you start him, you will lose. 2 running backs, give me Kevin Smith and Beanie Wells over Tim Hightower and Jason Snelling. I like touches, so give me the touches. One more, LeSean McCoy or Fred Jackson for the rest of the season. This is a no-brainer. This is LeSean McCoy all day. Next game, San Diego Chargers 8-3 at the Cleveland Browns 1-10, Ralph.
Yeah, the stud here, we talked about him before, LaDainian Tomlinson, has a dream matchup versus a weak and banged-up Cleveland defense without Sean Rogers and without DeQuell Jackson, who's been out for some time. The Brownies are allowing teams to put up an average of 160 yards against them per week, which tells me that LT is good for about 90 to 100 yards with a touchdown at least. He has scored in 4 of his last 5 games. I also like Vincent Jackson here. This guy has been a total bum lately, let's face it, but he has a significant size advantage over both Cleveland corners, Mike Adams, Eric Wright. San Diego should have plenty of opportunities to feature the 6'5 Jackson in the red zone. The dud here is Muhammad Masakai. He's coming off a sterling 1-catch-for-12-yard effort last week, so clearly Masakai and Brady Quinn are not on the same page, even though the former Georgia Bulldog is getting the ball thrown in his direction. His inconsistencies and his quarterback's poor numbers make him a very, very risky bet. The sleeper here, one of my super sleepers, Ross's guy, James Harrison. Harrison can be an explosive guy if given enough touches. The other running back, Jennings, Brian Jennings, has a shoulder issue. So look for Harrison to help out in a PPR league. He's the only back to go over 100 yards versus Cincinnati. So I think versus the San Diego Chargers, I think he has a chance to do some damage, to at least catch about 4 or 5 passes. I think James Harrison is a decent play this week as a sleeper.
Jerome.
I like San Diego. I'm sorry, Jerome Harrison. I like San Diego here, 34-16.
Jerome Harrison, Chris Jennings, San Diego blowout. Guys, we got 4 games to do in 5 minutes. Ross, I know you've been chopping at the bit. Dallas Cowboys 8-3, New York Giants 6-5. Season on the line.
Season on the line, season over as far as I can see. Ahmad Bradshaw is probably going to play today. He'll get his 10 touches, but it will not be enough. The stud in this one, homecoming, Monmouth in the house, Miles Austin. With the way the Giants secondary is played, this should be a pretty comfortable homecoming for Miles Austin and the Dallas passing game in general. But I need to see Tony Romo do it late in the season before I tell you that he's a must-start. I like him today, but I don't love him. Eli's foot, no running game for the Giants, whatever. Eli Manning, he just did not play well last week. I'm not going to blame it on the foot. But somehow he always seems to produce in these late-season games. Even though it's at home, I kind of like Eli today in a bounce-back effort. My dud in this game, guys, this guy's killed me all season long, and now he's going to get the dud. And that's Brandon Jacobs. He does not have a 100-yard game. He only has 3 touchdowns. He's looking sluggish. He's trying to run outside behind a suddenly ineffective offensive line. Look, he hasn't had over 20 carries since week 5. That is not a good sign for fantasy owners. I'm tired of him. He's killing my team, and now I'm killing him. The sleeper in this game, minimal carries, big production, Felix Jones. Watching Dallas, I think that this is the guy that you're afraid of if you're the opposition. His touches will be limited, as I said, and they always are, but he always seems to make the most of them. I could see him getting maybe 8 carries for 70 yards and adding another 40 receiving and getting into the end zone. I love Felix Jones. I think Dallas should play him more. And I see the Cowboys winning this game 24-20, guys, and the end of the Giant playoff dream.
Good pick. All right, guys, we're trying to get it all in. I go Alex Smith over Jay Cutler. I saw one guy out there who said he's starting Jay Cutler in 6 leagues. I feel sorry for you, sir. You're going to lose all 6 games. Shianko or Kellen Winslow? Ross likes Shianko. I like Winslow. And the running back question, go Jamal Charles and Kevin Smith all day long. Ralph, 49ers, 5-6. Seattle, 4-7. Tim Ruskell out. Mike Holmgren possibly in. Take it away.
Okay, you start Vernon Davis, you start Frank Gore, you sit your Seattle running backs, too many question marks, who's going to play, who's going to get the touches, you don't want to deal with that. And the sleeper here, deep sleeper, because he's been underwhelming lately, is John Carlson, the tight end. You know, he put up 6 catches for 46 yards in his last game versus San Francisco. He should see the safety Michael Lewis in coverage. Lewis is suffering with a quad injury, so that's something to keep an eye on. But I do like San Francisco in a low-scoring game here, 19-17 over Seattle.
Okay. Reggie Bush is going to play, apparently, according to the chat room. 2 more games to get in. Ross, Minnesota, 10-1, playing the best football in the league right now, travels into Arizona. We've been talking about the quarterback situation all day. 7-4, what do you got for us?
Yeah, I'm going on the assumption that Kurt Warner is going to play, and that's what we're hearing, but you got to keep your eye on it. If you're scared, it's a night game. Go with someone else. You don't want to be left holding the bag. If Warner does play, you could pass on the Vikings, and Arizona certainly isn't shy about throwing the ball with Kurt Warner. I think, obviously, Larry Fitzgerald's a great play, but only with Kurt Warner. Leinert's throws, he just can't get the ball deep. So you got to temper your expectations for Fitzgerald if, by some chance, Matt Leinert is the one that plays. You got to love Brett Favre in this game. The guy's got a 25-3. It's insane. Touchdown to interception ratio. He's a must start, obviously, every week, especially against the 29th ranked pass defense. He's going to have a monster. I'm not sure if he'll hold up till the end of the season, but until he does, him and his boy and my boy, Sidney Rice, is going to be the number one target, and Sidney Rice will have over 100 yards. But when we get into the red zone tight end people, it will be Vicente Shenko. He of the 8 touchdowns. He will have 9 by the end of this game. The dud in this one, I don't like the Arizona running back situation. Hightower is dinged up, and you never know who gets the touches when it counts against the number 2 ranked rush defense in the league. It's too risky to involve yourself in that running back situation, especially with Kurt Warner being a little banged up. I don't like it at all. If Warner plays, Arizona's going to be throwing the ball all day. It's the only chance they have to win. And that's why I kind of like my man Steve Breston in this game against the Minnesota secondary. I just don't think they have enough guys out there to cover 3 very dangerous receivers. And I could see Breston breaking loose for maybe 75 yards and a touchdown for a number 3 receiver. You'll take that every week. I see the Vikings winning this game with or without with Arizona not playing Warner or playing Warner. It will not matter. Minnesota's going to win this game 31-24, and I think they're going to keep that seed going to where we want to see Saints-Vikings in the NFC Championship game, guys.
It'll be quite a matchup. Ralph, take us home. Drop the hammer. Ravens 6-5 at the Packers 7-4 Monday Night Football.
Okay, what you need to know, there's an 80% chance of snow in this game. It's going to be frigid out there at about 24 degrees. You start Donald Driver. You sit Todd Heap. And your sleeper is Mark Clayton. The score here is going to be Baltimore 22 over Green Bay, 22-21 in a nail biter.
22?
That's it, 22.
I hear you.
There you have it, the Week 13 holiday. Welcome to it. We did it. We got it all in. Thanks to everybody in the chat room. Thank you to Ross Mandel, Ralph Mancini. I am Rick Saratella for the NFL Draft Bible. We did it again, baby!
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
I like to move it. I like to move it. I like to move it. I like situation.